This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, crossbreeding is our topic. What are some good matches when talking crossbreeding?
We like to stick with something called breed complementarity, really just trying to play to the strengths of different breeds when we use a crossbreeding system. Oftentimes, we think of using a breed from the category of British breeds and then another breed from the continental breeds. So those British breeds typically are known for maybe being a little bit smaller in nature, maybe earlier maturing, and for more of their maternal traits. The continental breeds are kind of known for being maybe larger framed, leaner, and have really tremendous growth rates. And so picking breeds from both of those categories to cross together. All those are pretty common in these systems.
All right, good stuff, good advice, and hey, more on crossbreeding when we come back.
The Minot Hot Tots and Honeybees are back in action this summer at Corbett Field in Minot, North Dakota. The schedule is packed with even bigger and better theme nights, fun promotions for the whole family, warm summer evenings, and of course, baseball and softball. The fun starts on May 26th at 6:35 p.m., but you can go to hottotsbaseball.com or honeybeesoftball.com today to see what's in store this season.
Skydancer Casino and Resort presents a night of gaming and entertainment with country superstar Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts. Join him for an outdoor concert July 12th. Tickets for this country superstar are only $70, but will increase to $75 30 days before the show. So go to SkyDancerCasino.com to buy your tickets early and save.
Talking crossbreeding today with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, tell us some rotation strategies.
So I think one of the most simple crossbreeding systems is the two or three breed specific. And that's where you would take two different breeds and cross them. And those calves would have 100% heterosis. And so they would take advantage of some of that individual heterosis. The three breed rotation, for example, you might have an Angus cow and cross with a Hereford bull to get a crossbred calf. And then keeping those calves to actually then breed to another breed. So that's where those three breeds come into play. And in that sort of system, you not only take advantage of individual heterosis, but also maternal heterosis. The downside to these systems is that we really have to think about how we source replacements to keep females into this system, but it's definitely something that can be planned well. If you have any questions about what systems might work in your operation, don't be afraid to reach out.
Good stuff, Lacey. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, by Skydancer Casino and Resort, where the sky's the limit, and enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.